Blog Talk Radio.
Opened its doors for another session of group therapy. Join your host, Christopher Cross, for uncut, no-holds-barred, real talk with everyday people and the best entertainment has to offer. Listen or call in and make your voice heard on this latest session of group therapy.
Yes, I am back. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Oh, the man with the plan is back. I am Christopher Cross, and welcome to Season 3, Episode 1. Yo, fuckface! Edition of Group Therapy. Oh, my goodness. I've been doing this way too long. I've gotten to Season 3 already. We got stuff to cover. I am re-energized, re-motivated, recombobulated. I am back for more punishment. I am like a sadist in an S&M shop, man. I am like Kevin Spacey in a preschool. I just keep coming back for more. Oh, damn! Now, there's a movement going on I gotta comment on. Hashtag Me Too. Hashtag Time's Up. Now, I see all over the news men, and a lot of men are fucking pigs, so don't get me wrong, that reporting people as rapists, sexual predators, etc., etc. Now, one big problem I have with this, and I'm just jumping right into shit right here, we're not even going to get into the fucking jokes, is a lot of these are coming up after these people win awards, and my big fucking thing about this, and one that just fucking disturbs me, and nobody seems to comment on this, and when they do, they're called all sorts of fucking names. Well, feel free to call me names, but this is the simple fact, is these accusations are coming up when these people win major awards, and, or, the one I've seen in the case of Stan Lee, the founder of Marvel Comics, is, oh, either give me money, or I'll go to the media. Now, doesn't that sound like a statement? Doesn't it sound more like fucking blackmail than anything? I don't know. That's just me. That if I did something to somebody, I'd be like, if they say, oh, it's all public relations. Yeah, it goes along the lines of hashtag, fuck you, pay me. And that fucking, like, makes the person who's saying this have no credibility. Now, people are going to say to me, oh, you're victim blaming. No, I'm not, by the furthest stretch of imagination. But when a victim, man or woman, makes a statement, you either pay me or I'm going to the press, that's blackmail. There's no other word fucking for it. At that point, they're not a victim, they're a criminal. Because last time I checked, blackmail is against the law. So if you've been attacked, if you've been victimized on any level, and you're going to sit there and claim victim, but then turn around and go to, like, Stanley Kubrick, fucking Harvey Weinstein, fucking Kevin Spacey, whoever, and say, I will keep my mouth shut. I will go to the press unless you pay me, and I'll fuck up your reputation unless you pay me. That's blackmail. That's not victimization. You are turning into the victimizer. And that's fucking wrong. So for all those people who are going to hear this out there and say, oh, he's victim-blaming. No, I'm not. There are legitimate victims out there who are not sitting there, who are handling this the right way. Fine, they want him to be held accountable. They're going through the system. not the social media system, not the news system, the justice system, where some of this stuff should take place. Other stuff should take place where these people get a swift kick to the motherfucking head and curb stomped. But for those people who are like just basically blackmailing and basically making up false allegations, you fucking idiots are making it a thousand times harder for the real victims to get any justice, because you're just making everybody look bad. Anyways, I'm going to fucking rant and rave on that a little more later. Three seasons of this shit, and I know my second season was long, drawn out, and kind of shitty, and I apologize about that. But let's see here, you know what? Yeah, you know what? I should be phoning random people up, saying who wants to be on air, and then just surprising people. But last time I did that, didn't go over quite well. Let's take a look here. But I said, like, and when people wonder why I call this issue like this shit, yo, fuckface. Because I've been hearing that a lot recently, at work, at home, and it's like, yo, fuckface. And it's kind of cool, actually. And where I hear that word, because I'm a bouncer, man, and I got a reputation for being one of the most level-headed bouncers in Toronto, where I'm reasonable. I'll enforce the rules. Like, I don't give a fuck who you know, who you think you know. Like, I even punked off Rylan O'Reilly of the Buffalo Sabres, and if you hear this, bitch, your name still means nothing to me. Like, this, I'll give you an example. This fucking yo-yo comes up, And he's being about as subtle as Homer Simpson with a motherfucking donut. He goes, hi, my name is Ryan O'Reilly. And he has like about 30 people with him. And like, we're rammed to the tits. I mean, we are at capacity. I got a lineup of 90 deep. And the thing is, people go, why didn't you let him in? I'm not a star fucker. Like, if you come up to me humble and you come up to me like an average person, then you know what? Cool. I'm good. But when you come up to me, like, rolling up like you're fucking a pimp, and you got all your hoes behind you, and you expect me to bend over and, like, let you fuck me up the ass without even the courtesy of a reach around, yeah, not happening. But this yutz decides to, argue with me, like, can I get it? Like I said, I was polite, first of all, and then I just need to see some credentials. He shows me his driver's license. Like, that means nothing to me. And then he showed me his NHL. I said, okay, give me 10 minutes. We're at capacity. I just need to do some shuffling around and I'll accommodate your party. Oh, I'm Ryan O'Reilly. I should be getting first served. Doesn't my name mean anything to you? Like, no, it doesn't. Fuck off. Good night. And then what made it even funnier is he went to the bar across the street and got the same treatment. Now, that's what I noticed. with a lot of people is they tend to expect things. And this is like the over-entitled nonsense. And a lot of people are, especially in the 905 area, so not necessarily Durham region, but we're talking north of Toronto here, where a lot of these 905ers think because mommy and daddy have money, they come to the club thinking they're untouchable. And this goes for men and women. Men get all thinking they're tough, want to whip their dicks out and get into a measuring contest. Like, you know what, to the guys out there, and I've proven this many times, bitch, you're in my house. I whip my dick out. The lights go out, man. My dick is so big. And you can leave. And to the women, I'm going to correct something with the ladies out there, and I know I'm going to take heat for this, but this is where it's at, is women, when they get drunk, not all of them, but a majority of them get bitchy. Oh, my God. Like, I've dealt with women who will sit there and will physically attack the staff, spit in their face, swear they've done nothing wrong. And then you ask them to leave, and they get all whiny like they're 16 and go, you can't tell me to leave. I didn't do anything wrong. And I'm trying to be, like, diplomatic. Like, I get that, but did you spit in his face? Yeah. Did you hit him? Yeah. Then you did something wrong. No. It's like dealing with a 3-year-old. So, and a lot of people mistake U.S. law for Canadian law. So let me break this down for you guys, a little bit of education here. It's called reasonable force. So for you people men and ladies who are under the impression security guards, police can't touch you, it's called reasonable force. The amount of force they use is really dependent on you. So if you sit there and refuse to move and you've been asked to leave with, we'll say, it's private property. Every place you go into is private property, grocery store, wherever, it's considered private property. So all they need is private property and a reason. You could have farted in the store and they could ask you to leave. But they ask you to leave, you're trespassing. And you're trespassing. So, and if you don't want to leave, they can, the amount of force depends on you. You walk out, all like, all compliant and everything. Ideally, it should be, no problem, sorry about that, sir, you have a nice day. You want to resist and say, I'm not moving till somebody moves me. Yeah, sorry, Junior, that's a bad idea. Because at that point, I can grab you by the shoulder, grab you by the arm, not forcefully, mind you, but just sort of guide you out the door. And with women, at this point, they just get all fucking freaky deaky, and they start yelling and screaming, I'm a 100-pound woman! You can't remove me! It's like, legally, yes, I can. And there's been like twice in my career, actually three times, that I've had to throw a woman literally over my shoulder and walk her out of the bar. But that's always the fun part. But you know what? Let's just take a look here. I'm feeling sort of naughty tonight. Hang on a second, ladies and gentlemen. See, we're going to see if we can call the girlfriend up here. Yeah, she's having a bit of a bad night, so we'll see if she's available. And if she is, like, just give her a surprise here. Yeah, I know, she's just going to kick my ass for this. But it's always fucking fun. Hi-ho. Hi-ho, Christopher Cross here. Okay, so we got her dialed up.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice messaging system.
Yeah, let's try that again. Yeah, see, enjoy the live radio.
Excuse me, boss. You have a text message.
Yeah, enjoy the live radio. I should probably text him on the phone. What the fuck are you doing?
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice messaging system.
Okay, she's probably out doing something right now. See, that's no fun. Nobody's fun anymore. So I'm going to give some shout-outs here, man. I'm going to give a shout-out to my killer Kella. Kella, sorry, man. Can't pronounce the stage name tonight. Scott Keller, Killer Kella, is one of the most talented rappers I know, and he doesn't get enough love for what he does. And you should hit him up. You know what? Contact me. I was trying to provide some clothes for him a little while. Not exactly working out the way we had planned, but you know what? I'll hook you guys up with shows and everything. And you guys look for him on Reverb Nation. And like I said, he's one of the most talented underground guys I know. And you got Just Incredible, Massacre. God, these guys are talented. And like I said, they don't get enough love. And the thing is, I don't understand is people will pay $150 to go see Drake or some like okay, Drake's talented, so I can't say shit to that. Like someone who is like just a carbon like copy out of the big corporate machine, but they won't pay $10 to go see someone who should be in the big spot. That always astounds me. I want to give shout outs to the guys from the boat, and like Tyler, Jimmy, Monica, Branko, and I just want to make like I just want to like a lot of the city's nightlife. Excuse me, on there doesn't get enough. Thing because there's always stuff to do, but a lot of people don't want to spend the $10 to go and have a good time. They'd rather spend it, and if they want to go out, they'd rather not spend $10 to have a good time. They'd rather spend $150 and complain about it. that always astounds me. I don't know. Let's take a look here. Now, did I update my music settings from last time? Probably not. But getting back to the use of force, hashtag me too, hashtag times up. So my question is, is working in security. And I worked in gay clubs. I worked in straight clubs. I worked the whole spectrum. So when a man or woman grabs my ass or grabs me or tries to call up a feel, can I, like, a year later go on Facebook, say hashtag me too, hashtag time's up? I got groped in a club. I liked it, but I want to complain so I feel like I belong. I don't know. But, you know, like I said, a lot of shit that I see in the news media makes me sick. It's some shit, like I said, like, well, I'll jump to Black Lives Matter for a minute. I agree with their message, not their methods. Policing needs to change. But on the other hand, the police, some of the shit I see with them, like I say about security, there are people meant to do the job who should be wearing the badge, who should be working the door or should be working security. And much like policing, there are people who shouldn't be wearing the badge. And to be perfectly honest with you, cops fall under that category as well. And sometimes when I deal with the cops and when I'm on security, they think of, all of a sudden they flash a badge, and it's just like, I feel like Samuel L. Jackson.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
And after I deal, like, that's why I feel like dealing with the cops. Like, the fuck? Oh, fuck, I don't know. But you know what? I've babbled on for about 15 minutes here, so we're going to try the girly friend again, see how she's doing, and then go from there. I didn't get the shit set to auto-dial, you know? I just fucking hit a button on three or four of them.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice messaging system.
Okay, we're going to leave a message.
Is not available. At the tone, please record your message. To leave a callback number, press 5.
Okay, here we go. Yeah, baby! You are on air with Christopher Cross. Oh, my goodness gracious. All I get is your answering machine and no sweet loving. Come on, sexy mama. Give me a call. Ow! Yeah, she's still going to kill me for that. While I get a drink and, like, clear my throat after that yelling session, what we're going to do here is we're going to play a little Carl Wolf, oh, whoever the fuck he is. Go your own way right here on the only podcast that matters. My name is Christopher Cross, and this is Group Therapy. Yo, fuckface!
I got a broken heart. You say you can manage, but this man is tired of doing that. Why this happened to me? I'm so freaking complicated.
Oops, sorry about that. I thought I was going to finish right before the song came. Oh, man. I am Christopher Cross, and you are on the only podcast that matters. This is Group Therapy, Yo Fuckface Edition. Man, but I have this whole thing about Generation Snowflake, man. They all want to write for them the responsibilities. Like if someone calls me a fuckface... Okay, whatever. I just fucking giggle and walk off. You call somebody a fuckface now, they need a week off of work. Oh my God, he called me a fuckface. Like, what happened to all the strong, independent people out there? Like, fuck. Like, I got people out there, like, I had this one guy at the club. He was all rather offended. I had to walk him out. He was being a fucking creeper. And I had three women complain, so time for him to fucking go. Well, it was time for him to get a curb stomp, but it was time for this creepy motherfucker to go. So walking about, he's getting all lippy with me. Like, dude, for everybody's safety, time to go. Well, and his question is, and I could have hit him for this, what proof do you have to kick me out? And I'm like, you dumb motherfucker. One, this is private property. I said, two, all I need is cause, and three different women who know each other coming up to me telling me you're a fucking creeper and a borderline sex offender. Let me think, King, that, yeah, that's cause, motherfucker, time for you to go. And they get a few, like, I don't understand men in general. They get a few drinks in them, and all of them want to whip their dicks out and measure and see whose is bigger. Like, guys, you get caught doing something. Fuck, this is go home when you get told to. Because, like, nothing good happens after 2 a.m. Well, it depends. Actually, I can't say that. It depends on who you end up going home with. Ugh, fuck. And women are the same way. Like, I've had women creepers, and that's always a fun one. That they say, oh, a guy didn't complain. It's just bullshit. Hang on here. I'm on my Facebook profile right now, and to Dave Hamilton, the answer is yes, they cancel each other out. Going through my Facebook here. Anything of interest? You know, I spend too much time online. I realize that. But you know what? I will be back online once a week, Sundays. And BlogTO, just opened this reporting that Samsung's opened their newest retail location in Toronto. But as I was saying, I'll be back regularly on air, so on Sundays. The time yet to be determined. But getting back to a few things here, like I have a habit of jumping around. I need a motherfucking co-host. Man, so going into parenting stories, like parenting's interesting, man. Especially doing it singly. Now everyone, I know I'm gonna get a frown off my girl. You're not a single parent. No, and she's right. I'm not single. Happily taken. And there are times she's less used to my boys. Like, I have three kids, oldest daughter, 18, love her, and I miss her to death. Lives with the ex-wife. my boys live with me. So she's always fearful. Like, there's me and two mini-me's running around the house. It's like, be afraid. Be very afraid. And it's like, sitting down there, I have my 12-year-old sitting there playing video games, him and his brother just going at each other. And all I hear is my youngest just start yelling at his older brother. You better be careful. I'm going to teabag you when you're asleep. I'm turning around like, what? You're going to what in the what now? And then I hear the older brother like, not to be outdone. Well, you know, if you're going to teabag me, buy me dinner first and a couple of drinks, and I'll be happy to do it. And they're sitting there like just going back and forth with each other. And I'm like, yeah, we need to talk, guys. So I'm just wondering if this is like a gross out thing or if they're doing it for a response off of me. But either way, it's kind of funny to watch those two go at each other. As long as they're not beating the shit out of each other and taking it out on their aggression out on video games, I'm all good. But maybe that makes me a bad parent. I don't know. But you know what? If you don't like my parenting, I've got a number for you to call. It's called 1-800-GO-FUCK-YOURSELF. So we're going to try and get more guests on here like I had previously, like Girls from Cake Stars. We're going to try and get Rumorg Mag, like some of my old guests back on here. We're going to try and get a co-host that can keep me somewhat motivated and keep me somewhat online. Because like I said, there was one lady we had on here. Well, we didn't have her on here. She was sort of like here in non-person. Karen the Church Lady, I called her. Oh, fuck me. And if Karen ever listens again, I miss you, honey. Where are your letters? Because this, I tried starting a show off maybe years ago, back to be politically correct. Yeah, we'll see how well that worked. And she decided to take offense that I want to talk about gays in the church. And she stalked me for a good few months until I drove this poor woman nuts. She wanted an apology. I apologized on her. I said, I apologize. She lost her virginity to a mechanical bull. Like, that wasn't my fault, and she took it personally. I have no idea why. I don't know. Here, let's take a look. This is the thing, problem with working a solo show yourself. I can go about half an hour, and then, like I said, unless... Okay, hang on. Okay, hang on. Right, I think we're going to have some fun here. See, when somebody messages me and I know I got their number, I'm definitely calling them on air.
Hello?
Hey, baby!
Hey.
What's going on? Well, you're live on air.
That explains the random number.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is my girlfriend. I call her sweetheart. Some people call her Anka. I call her alcoholic. She's my addiction.
Oh,
I try to be. So we're just talking about random things. So my girl works in security too. She works in the other end of security, in more customer service space. But she's had to deal with stupidity herself. My personal favorite, she had to deal with a naked little Frenchman running around her building.
Oh my gosh! Don't remind me. I will never forget that.
All right, come on air. Tell about the naked little Frenchman.
Oh, it was just a little man running around in the hallways. Thought he wouldn't.
Now, did he have anything? Now, here's the question: did he have anything to remember him by?
Not really. There wasn't much to look at to begin with.
If she's laughing, she's quiet right now. But as soon as I go off air, guys, she's going to call me up and just be giggling and laughing and then bitching me the fuck out.
No,
why did
I
you
wouldn't
think?
Do that.
Oh, of course you would.
This
is what makes it interesting. I have a collection of weapons on my walls, including whips and chains. So you can figure out where this is going to end up. And so just to let you guys know who just can't put two and two together is, yes, dear, I need to be punished. I've been a very, very bad boy. Punish me, please.
Just a fun night right there.
See, because I don't need a safety word. It's avocado, by the way. Because our relationship has gotten to that point.
I'll never look at an avocado the same way again.
See, here's the thing. That's a good thing, because with an avocado, you make guacamole, which means if I've turned you into guacamole, you're all hot and wet. So I've done my job. So I was telling you a bit about the boys, how sometimes, like the boys were like too many me's in the house, and sometimes you were very afraid to deal with the three of us, and I'd like be afraid.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Be very afraid. So here's a question, and I know, and maybe you can help some of the couples in your situation, where you come into that sort of like family, that insta-family dynamic, I always call it. What would be one piece of advice you can give to somebody going into that dynamic?
Hmm.
Way to put her on the spot, eh?
Oh, thank you so much. You're so going to get it.
Oh, I certainly hope so. Fuck. Best offer I've had all day.
I mean, it's an adjustment. Wow, you're really putting me on the spot.
See, I already know the answer to this, but like I said, because she knows this is a live broadcast, she's like, what the fuck?
Anyways.
See, this is the kind of relationship, like, I love her to death. It's like, where I met her, she was all prim and proper and, like, innocent, as she put it.
I'm still prim and proper.
Oh. Yeah, but now we go to her parents for dinner, and she says, pass me the pepper, Big Daddy, and me and her father both reach for it.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, that was kind of awkward. He's like, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, I'm sorry, sir, it is the habit.
Wonderful moment.
But come on. You were a keeper. I freely admit that.
So are you, dear.
So I freely admit that. Especially when you're on all fours naked in bed, smiling at me, spank me, Big Daddy. That just cemented right there. No, but going back to my question, baby. Is if somebody, man or woman, is walking into a situation. Whoa, hang on, I got somebody on the line here.
Uh-oh.
Hang on. Hey, you're online.
Hey, it's Ripcord, brother.
Hey, what's going on, Ripcord? Hey.
What's going on, man?
Not much, man.
Yeah, no, I saw your show's back on, man. I've been waiting for you. I need something to listen to while I'm at home, you know, vacuuming and cleaning and stuff like that.
Yeah, well, yeah, because my second season kind of sucked. So this is like season 3, episode 1. I got my girl online here, and I'm trying to be all serious for a few fucking minutes. But
oh,
okay,
yeah,
yeah.
Girlfriend, this is Ripcord, girlfriend.
Hey, we met, I think, a long time ago.
I think we met briefly.
At the boat.
Yeah.
Long time no hear, guys.
Yeah. Well, as I was saying earlier on air, I'll be back Sundays. I'll be back every Sunday. I just gotta figure out a time that works. And then I'll be back on a regular basis. But like I said, so you do what you did before, man. This is when we see my show reminders pop up, share and get people listening, man, because like I said, in the words of Enzo, man, from the WWE, bada bing, bada boom, I am the realest motherfucker in the room. And that's what
absolutely,
be.
Man.
That
I was wondering where I was wondering where you went, man. I was like, you know, I love listening to your podcast and all your every show you do, man. I'm always locked in there.
Sorry, I kind of keep them occupied.
I need a co-host to keep me stable, but that's usually a hard run. But like I was asking my girl, is walking into a situation where the other partner has kids and you don't. I asked her, what would be one piece of advice you can give to that person?
Well, I'm in the same boat. Like, my girlfriend has two kids, and I don't. So
how did you handle the Insta family?
I didn't. It just sort of came my way. I had nothing to say about it. It just happened. How did I handle it though? I mean, you know, it's, you know, one of those things. It's just, you know, if you're in love with that person, like how I am with my girlfriend, and we just, you know, you just adapt. You got to take it the way it is. It's just like, this is, you know, this, I met her like, fuck, I met her 15 years ago when she had no kids. And, you know, we liked each other, and then we both moved on with our lives. And then, you know, she did her thing, got married, had kids. I met Satan, did 7 years with Satan. Then I got my soul back. And then,
isn't that a heavy metal album? 7 years with Satan?
Yes, maybe. I was with my ex for 7 years. And then, you know, after me and Satan broke up, and then she got divorced and stuff like that, we sort of, you know, back up with each other on Facebook, and it's like, you know, maybe we should try to make this work. So, I knew she had two kids, and I was like, it doesn't matter, you know, I want to be with you type thing. So, I mean, the kids have a dad and stuff like that, so I don't really step over that boundary line. So I'm sort of there as like, I don't want to say a stepdad, but like I'm there as more as a, well, more as a friend, or, you know, give advice
father,
and stuff,
father,
but they're still really young.
We'll say a father type figure.
Yeah, well, one's eight, one's four type thing, right? So, I mean, sorry, no, 10 and six now. Sorry, my bad.
You're all spanky later. See, my girlfriend would always say, when me and my boys are in the same room, she jokes around being scared. And they're my mini-me's, as everybody knows. So I just look at her and go, be afraid. Be very afraid.
Oh, my
afraid.
Gosh. They're just
like
you.
Asking, man. Mine's asking for a mini-me. She keeps asking me. I want one more. I keep thinking, do I want some a little me running around? Jeez, I can't even shave properly. Never mind raise a kid.
Well, here's the thing, and I think you'll laugh at this one, brother. Is the first time she met my older boy, I said to her, you know, there's going to be a time where she's going to be legal or legal and smack you in the back of the head. And then Alka being all nice and sweet, and, oh, don't worry, that'll never happen. And with a complete straight face, he just looks at her and goes, give it time. And all these years later, there's been a couple times where I've seen her raise the hand, get ready to smack him in the back of the melon. Oh, man. No, but I was just saying, I was blabbering on this about, like, snowflakes and everything, how they want all the responsibility, all the rights, but none of the responsibility. Like, you've seen me post a couple times where I call you a cocksucker, but you need a week off work and a year of therapy to get over it.
Oh, absolutely. I think the people you're dealing with as a bouncer nowadays are they're the millennials, right? So if you look at them wrong, you can't even make fun of yourself without offending someone like, you know, these millennials nowadays. They're like, oh my god, I'm so sensitive. Don't say that. And you're right. You need a week off of work so you can go see a therapist after because they're so offended. It's not like back in the 80s, man. You just take the thumps and wake up the next day and just keep going.
You know, you just sit there and giggle and walk off.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, yeah, I don't know what's up with this generation, or I don't know. Well, the millennial generation. I mean, I think I'm 34. I think I'm the beginning of the millennials. I think I'm not sure how that all works out.
You're right on the edge, but it's just like it's right in the late to mid 30s, and it's just sort of that attitude where. Like, I'll give you an example. I had to walk a woman out of the club, and she was getting violent. And she's like, you can't touch me. I'm a woman, and I'm a lawyer. So I said, sure, okay. I said, you're a lawyer, so does it say anywhere in the law I can't walk you out, physically walk you out? She goes, no. I said, okay, hand behind your back, let's go. And she's she's yelling and screaming, you touched me. And I said, and I'm like, honey, this is probably the best offer you're going to get tonight. The way you're acting, so it's either walk out the door, or I'm going to arrest you.
That's right.
And she goes, you can't handcuff me. I said, you've ever been handcuffed by a man? She goes, not. And then all of a sudden, she just looks at me and goes, not unless you paid me for it. What the fuck?
Well, you got the cover charge, right? So you didn't get paid, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh,
you got
man.
The cover charge, so you got paid. You're good to go. You got paid.
So Alka, what were you guys again? So we've heard Ripcord. What would you say would be the best advice from a woman's point of view, coming in with a guy with kids?
Well, I mean, he's kind of right. You just kind of go with it, and it does just happen. I mean, it was an adjustment for me. For me, it was a big thing, and I fell in love with you. So what can I say?
Aww.
Oh, that's right.
It's really kind of like a package deal, you know?
Yeah, but this is the kind of package you usually stop at customs and check for, like detonators and everything. Okay, but so you know what I'm going to do.
So your show's back on, so you're on a full-time basis now, or?
Yeah, it's going to be every Sunday. I got to work out a time that I definitely can commit to, like I had before.
Okay.
But this is going to be Sunday nights where basically everyone starts their week with a dose of reality with my brand of insanity twisted upon it.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it. Yeah, I was wondering where you went for a while. I would creep your Facebook there a little bit and wonder where the live broadcasts were.
Although, like I said, it was just season two was up and down. I just couldn't really get back into it. And then seeing the way things have been going in the media with this hashtag MeToo, hashtag Time's Up, working at the club and everything, it's just, you know what, I got too much material. I can't go back online. That I
well, you have to. You have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
Yeah.
We want you back.
Yeah, and I still get the occasional emails, and I'm a huge fan of Phil DeFranco, and I'm sort of looking at him. I'm thinking, dude, I was doing this on podcast before you fucking were on YouTube. So what the fuck? But we'll see. Maybe I'll graduate over my own YouTube. Maybe I'll graduate over to my own YouTube channel and call it Yo Fuck.
Well, I think it's better if you do live rather. I think pre-recorded is okay and stuff like that too. I think it's better when you go live. Cause, I mean, you can have callers call in. You can call people. Well, I guess you can call people on a podcast, right? But I mean, I guess can you still get phone calls pre-recorded? But I guess you would have
I can go on there live and then it just pre-records and people can listen to it whenever they want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, guys,
yeah,
I'm going to let
yeah,
you know, because
yeah.
I've gone 45 minutes, and like I said, my throat's killing me right now, so I got to build up.
I wanted to call and say, hey, what's up? Long time no talk, and I wanted to say I'm happy to hear you back on the airwaves.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. You will hear. I'll
All
be
right.
back next week.
All right, sounds good. Have a good night, guys.
You too, brother.
Night.
So we're all alone. Oh, she hung up. Damn. Anyways, on that note, I've got about 45 minutes. So I got a couple of guests calling, which is always awesome. So, like I said, Sundays I'm going to be back. And we'll pick this up where we left off next Sunday. But you know what? This makes me feel really good. I still got my fans, and I love y'all for it. So, my name is Christopher Cross. You are listening to Group Therapy. I'm the only podcast that matters, and this is Yo Fuckface Edition. We will be doing more. I will be getting more guests, more callers in. And remember one thing is in life, you have two choices. Be yourself or be a victim. Me, I choose to be myself. Good week, guys. And I will see you Sundays right here on Blog Talk Radio, on my site, Group Therapy. Thank you so much.